Hey guys, welcome back to Shift Your Life Design. If you shift your mind, you can shift your life. I am doing a 12-week series with each of you, and I'm happy if you came back to hear week three, and we are moving into a week of action over excuse. So I know for most of you, you're ready to start on day one, but for me, it took me some time to restore and detox where I was and then reframe my mind and my action plan. And today there is time for success through action over excuse. So here's the thing, the price you must be willing to give up this week is the self-concept of being a loser. So how many of us feel like we can't or don't want to or don't have the motivation to go forward with our dreams? We let those cut us short and hold us back from our true potential. So let that shit go this week and let's move into reason with ourselves a little bit more clearer and rebuild a positive self-concept of being a winner. So let's think back to those fears we worked through in week one. Victimization, deprivation, powerlessness. We got to let all that go. We need to rebuild our self-concept this week. We're no longer being held by deprivation. We're now moving into being revitalized into action. So the second thing I need you to think about this week is, what's your first excuse this week? I have no motivation. You would if your goal was worth it. So is it worth getting out the door? Is it worth preparing something more? Those are things that you can do. It's all in the choices we make. And we can let any excuse go and problem solve a solution. So number three, I try everything and still can't seem to lose weight. That's been me. I've been at a plateau for ongoing 9 years since having children. My last one is turning 5 and I'm still stuck in a plateau. But that hasn't stopped me from moving forward on regaining knowledge, wisdom, following ideas, learning something new, and take one step out the door and put myself into action to try and achieve what I set out to achieve this last few weeks. So there's never one person that's tried it all. We have to keep looking. We have to keep learning and we have to keep digging, problem solving, analyzing. Truthfully, we must start to be honest to reveal what's holding us from achieving success. I often would take more of myself portions at dinner time. I do great until supper and then I eat not for hunger but for comfort. And I need to let that go and remind myself in the moment why I sat down with that meal, why I was grateful to have food to feed myself, and why I am working towards my achievements instead. So here's what I learned to monitor this week. Forever reading to understand. It's exactly what it takes. So how to read the nutrient pie chart on a fitness, MyFitnessPal has been no doubt a game changer for me and very inspiring to see my patterns. So if you're not using MyFitnessPal, I would suggest you look at it. It's a free app. And it breaks down the nutrients into a pie chart and can help you see your routine. So routine, that takes me to my next excuse. We eat our bitter truth. Have you ever assessed your normal go-to meals, your cooking routines, your preparation routines, things that were engraved for you? And your go-tos, we need to restore those. I know for me, it's what will my kids eat? And then I find comfort in it because it's always good foods. Spaghetti, meatballs, rice, Those sorts of things are holding me from achieving my dreams. So generally they're healthy, but I eat to feel comfort in those moments rather than to nourish my body. So it's valuable to remember to pay attention to your body cues, as they say. Know when you're starting to feel full, satisfied, when you're recognizing those cues of hunger. Those are listening to our inner selves. So when it tastes good, why can't I just have a little bit more? Well, because I am focused on my determination to set forth towards my goal. So today, this week was back to work day, and what lied day one was the opportunity to have something beautiful, a stuffed homemade cookie. And for me, that would have been the impulsive choice to take, but I kept focused and I went back and had my cottage cheese and tomatoes, and it was just to bounce away from that impulsive eating. So sometimes we are taken out of our routine, our partners cook for us, and so we need to make positive choices in those moments. Is it something that's going to get you to your goal, or can you get up and prepare a little bit to balance the win? So remember that 80% success, 20% give and take, right? So the world in which we live constantly will toss us these forces. They'll take us into that vulnerable space. But remember, in that vulnerability moment, opportunity exists, and we need to build the skills of problem solving to realign with our goal and to react efficiently to the situation. So fiction of can't, another excuse. See the potential instead of the problem, guys. You can, if you want it bad, you will work towards your success. So the gift of a challenge is always at the end of it, if you're willing to take the next step, is knowledge seeking and knowledge obtaining. So excuse me, your success is waiting. Some of my most trusty excuses this week. Well, I didn't have a water bottle. Yeah, okay, I have 100 cups. Oh, well, I forgot to charge my watch. There's no use going to the gym today. No program, no problem, right? Use what's in your devices. You guys, YouTube a workout if you need. Just find something to do if exercise is your demon. Find a recipe that you can follow today. Another excuse, can't go alone to the gym. I need a friend. I can never take a friend anymore because I need to fit my exercise in at a time that works best for me. So my final excuse this week, it's too hard to do anything. So that's not true. I can get out and go for a walk, and I can do very minimal on the floor, even if it's a stretch or yoga day. So get yourself going. Problem solve. Take one. Problem solve your excuse. Take the opportunity to journey into learning what it is about that excuse that you need to get through, and apply until you reach a consensus of success. Have a great week.